I've spilled me drink, Chip. I've got to take me top off. He looks like a 90s porn star.
Another thing I look like.
I legally can't see. Today we've got a very, very special guest.
I'm so fucking sorry, James.
To the Antisocial Podcast. We've made it to the second episode. Today we've got a very, very special guest, a person that's got more podcasts than Jimmy Savile has underage partners. It's I'm Alex.
All right, thanks for that. When we did the test of this earlier, you went, he's got over 2 million subscribers. And that is not the one we've led with, have we?
You took the piss out of like WWE. So I was like, I can't do this one.
I'm glad I got that one.
To be fair, I don't know what one's more impressive, to be fair. Having more podcasts, having 2 million subscribers.
Let's just kick it off with that. How many podcasts have you ruined?
See, I feel like this is a statistic that's been horrifically extended, right? Because I jokingly started this own rumour, so it's kind of my own downfall, right? Because I used to just do random podcasts with my mates about like random stuff. Mm. We had a podcast about the B-movie for a while.
Solely on the B movie.
Yeah, I was only on it for an episode.
Don't know how I missed that
please,
one.
Please, yeah. Can you explain for a second how did you do
so
that?
So the joke was that you would analyse one line of the B movie per episode, but one line of the script. So we got got for about 8 lines of the entire B movie.
Like an English lesson.
Yeah. Yes, that was kind of the joke.
Okay.
Yeah. So I personally don't count that at all. Then there was a couple ones that were just about YouTube stuff. Where I did a couple mates on Discord. They don't really count. I'd say the first one that really counts is the Campcast. Then Happy Hour.
Of course, Happy Hour.
Happy Hour,
that's
then.
Actually the first question. What's your favourite meal deal, Alex? You strike us as a ham mate. And cheese kind of guy.
I found out terrible news, actually. What? I found this out via Discord. I thought that it was Jack, mate, who was the bringer of mass destruction when it came to who's your favourite meal deal. He told me that it was his idea.
Well, no, I'm not going to claim it as my idea entirely. I'm going to claim it as my idea. I just remember we were talking about meal deals one episode, and I said that I had an egg and mayo sandwich, and it spawned a big debate. And I just want to take part credit.
So what you're saying is that Spotify deal is 80% yours.
I'm owed 85% of the money. Is what I was trying to say.
He owes you 10 quid.
Thank you, Louis.
What I want to know, I think what we should kick it off with, the most recent thing, is you two are very close sitting next to each other. What is actually happening between you two?
You made a video on this, didn't you?
I legally can't see.
He made a video on it. You made a video on it, didn't you?
He made me say this.
I made him do it.
What, we can't legally say it?
This sounds very, very...
You made me sign something.
An NDA?
An NDA?
Yeah.
Sam Alex is pulling out NDAs.
Like, well,
not the only time he's pulling out.
God.
So
how do you think I broke my wrist?
That's embarrassing. So we can't talk about it?
We can't. He's taking the piss.
We're taking the piss.
What's the crack then, lads?
Pretty much every time we both need a 1 out of 10, we're together.
Yeah. Right, also it's for the cameras.
So when there's obviously benefits as well. I mean, it's on and off, but very much there's an incentive there. There's a financial incentive to keep it going.
But nothing.
There's no romance.
It's very much like Jake Paul Tanner Mongeau, I'd say, in the sense that you know.
I'm Tanner.
He's Tanner. I'm Jake Paul.
When you look at each other in the eyes, what do you see?
Oh, they're lost.
I see a broken boy. What do you see, Alex?
For audio listeners,
somebody in a really bright yellow shirt.
For audio listeners, yeah, it's pure romance. Right now.
You know what I would say? I see. I see a baby.
Oh, right.
I feel like we should just leave the room.
Should we cut?
I don't know if that's what you should say after that.
Well, do you actually think that like, I know this is quite like a serious question, but do you actually think that you are like baby?
I hate this question so much because you're never going to let it go. And this bit's been going on for like nearly 10 months now. You know that, right?
So is that a yes?
I think I started in April.
It started as like an ironic joke because I said that there's nothing I hate more than when people refer to themselves as baby on Twitter.
So what did I do? I just kept calling baby.
So he just kept doing it.
Until we learned to just love it.
Well, yeah, now, well, now I can't do it because I will know that he's woken up, right? Because his sleep schedule is fucked. So I'll be streaming and then suddenly my whole Twitch chat will just be filled with, I'm Alex's baby, I'm Alex's baby. And I'm like, oh, where's Lewis? And then he'll join the call and go, baby! Yeah.
Every morning, I know you're up because all I'll hear is, baby, I'm Alex. Baby, I'm Alex.
That what you hear?
What is your obsession? Get grip.
I just think it's just I'm a big fan of stuff that's just so unfunnily funny, and that's
yeah, we've
things.
Seen
it's
your soundboard, mate.
Yeah, my soundboard is a thing of beauty.
I can't believe it. You guys let him have that, to be honest.
Wait, a soundboard?
I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, I've got a soundboard with. I don't think any of the sounds are like after 2013. They're all. My favourite one is Andy Tate. Don't care. I like that one.
Yeah, you're very outdated.
Don't care.
Well, talking about streaming and stuff, obviously you haven't uploaded.
Oh yeah, you quit YouTube.
That's the highlight clip, isn't it?
This is
going to
be a
bad. I'm Alex quit.
Is it? So it's been like over a month since you've last uploaded.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Remind them. Yeah, it's actually been 42 days since you last
about
uploaded.
About 46 now, I think.
Why is that? So why have you quit YouTube?
I haven't quit, Lois. Stop saying that.
Just need a title.
People are going to believe that I've quit YouTube. No, well, basically what happened was I was working on a bit of a different video. I got, like, I just got so in my own head about having to make it really good, obviously, because it was being very different, that I just gave up on it, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you find that your energy for recent projects is taken away from your own, though?
Well, the thing is, I enjoy doing the e-boy stuff, for example. Obviously, the e-boy stuff has come in, and quite clearly, like, I've been doing less on my main channel, because, in reality, one of my main things I was going to do on my main channel was just kind of do e-boy stuff.
Yeah.
But now we've got that channel, you know, I have a lot of fun being able to work on that channel and also be able to not take, like, the full force from it. Because, obviously, if I post something on the main channel, right, and people don't like it or it doesn't do very well, really the only person to blame there is you. Whereas on the E-Boys channel,
you blame
whoever's week it was, which is brilliant. You can hide behind the other three people. And also, I just feel like there's, in a sense, there's just more freedom there because it's not me.
Do you find it more exciting, though, when you have collaborative projects like that, though?
Oh, way more. Yeah. It's so much more enjoyable. Like, I could record an E-Boys podcast every day. It's one of those things where I love doing it. But it's like, but then you go on my main channel, or even with the podcast I was doing with Kieran Carlin, and then it's like,
another podcast, shut up, man.
because they're obviously my things. Like, and if I wake up and I don't want to do it that day, I will just not do it. Whereas with the E-Boys stuff, I'm like, I have no choice. I can't let the other three down.
Yeah, of course.
So
I think that's the same with this. Like, with my channel, I'm the exact same. I haven't uploaded in, like, 2 or 3 weeks. But for this, it's like, yous are up for it, so I have to get up for it.
Yeah.
Do you not feel the same?
And then you realise, I think the worst thing is when you do it like that and you work on what you call, you know, a real job. You know, when a boss goes, you've got to come in.
Yeah.
You realise it isn't that bad. But when it is all down to you, it's so easy to mount that pressure on yourself. And also, I haven't taken a real, actual, proper break out of, like, really choice ever. Yeah. Like, I've been doing YouTube probably full time now for going on like 3.5 years, and I've never ever really properly taken an actual day off. First 2 weeks, it was a nightmare. I was just thinking, I could just do a commentary video. But then I was thinking, no, because then that would just be going back to what you did 2 weeks ago, and that defeats the whole point.
So is that the thing? Are you trying to switch up your content?
Yeah, I want to force myself to do it, which is why I have to put myself in, like, a situation where it's... Like, it would be very easy if I just kept uploading commentary videos, and let's say I came back tomorrow, I did a commentary video, got 800k views. I'd just be like, just do that, 9 hours work, easy. But I don't want to do that. I want to do something different, because I just feel like there's only so many more videos left, really.
Well, how long have you been doing commentary for?
I must have made over 400 commentary videos.
Jesus.
Which is too many.
By now, are you not just like...
Yeah, I mean, it's like, some of them can be really fun. You know, there's TikTok has been a great thing, because that's like a whole new lease of life. But also, there are different types of commentary. There's exposés, and I fucking wish I would just get rid of every video that was ever like that. And then there's the videos like the one me and Lewis did, which is a lot of fun. When that got 1 million views, I was over the moon.
They're brilliant, just because they're any tech. But we always say that every day in Discord, we're like, I need a video idea that isn't about TikToks. So you don't want to overdo the same thing.
That's
but
the
they,
other
they
thing.
Are so fun to do.
Well, now
I wrote down a
backup plan of, if I don't get this video done, this is the amount of days I'll go, and I'm just going to go back to doing commentary. but all four of the video ideas are on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, didn't you have that series we watched? You surely enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did that with James, but at the same time, like, we did about 10, mm-hmm. and I'm always a big fan personally, which is another reason why I've stopped uploading, of leaving something when it's pretty good, you know? It'd be very easy to just... If me and him kept on doing Wii Watches, I think it would just become like Reddit reaction content.
Yeah.
And I don't want those videos right now. They're 10 very funny videos. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make the 11th and 12th one. And it's clear now, we do videos every week now that we're just phoning it in.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I feel like my commentary videos now, some people probably be like, it was always like this. But, you know, it feels like now that I'm very much just phoning it in. Like, I just go, all right, hit these 4 points that you hit in everybody ever says in every video ever.
Yeah.
Upload it.
Mm-hmm. But do you not think that's because you've started E-Boys and it's something different where it just makes your channel look the same?
It's definitely was a positive. Yeah. Originally, it was like, it probably gave me an extra 2 months of motivation. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, the videos are so good on the E-Boys channel. And I look at the main channel and I just think, this is a million times more worth doing than this. This almost lets that down. So I didn't want to do the commentary videos. Because yeah. I don't want to be like, oh, just made this unbelievable green screen video that like everybody loves, and then do you know what happened to Hype House? You know, I would like the stuff on my channel to be on the same level as that, but obviously I'm not four men. But one of the things I've never done is I've never hired anybody to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the E-Boy stuff, yeah, now I know, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea having Charlie Roxburgh shoot it all.
What is he like as a boss?
I'm not a boss. Now, I was about to ask, do you not find that with your own content, doing like shoots for the E-Boys has made you feel like maybe for your own content, that could be something which you could like switch up? For E-Boys, you've got people want to see you four to like together and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you just be like, you know, if you want to push the boat out and try something new, it could be a bit of an intimidating thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think the issue is if I've had to shoot something, I'd always just... I don't ever get somebody in who I really, really knew. Whereas with the E-Boy stuff, it's really forced me to just be like, all right, if you need a cameraman, go find a cameraman. Doesn't matter who it is, get it done.
Oh, great.
And get the work done. Doesn't matter.
What we're saying is basically your shit, but you're handy.
Con was not available.
Obviously, what I mean with that is like before, I get a mate in, like a YouTuber in, who would do a handheld Canon 80D shoot, you know, if I'd have just gone, and it was one of those things, I didn't even realise how many people I knew who could shoot stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, I turned up to a shoot day, I can't remember, did we ever do a shoot day with anybody like Simon before?
I never shot with you until the...
Was it the first E-Boys video?
What was the first one I did with you? Was it
you
the,
did the? I remember the you came around and did that video with George, didn't you?
I did that. He asked me to do that for him, but I think, was it the paint one?
Yeah. You mentioned that you did, you shot some Sidemen stuff, and I was like,
I never mentioned that.
No.
And I was like, I didn't know you did that. And I just thought they were like random strangers who were doing that. Like people I had no idea. And I was like, oh, well, you know, that means I could just ask if Charlie's got time and I could shoot something to, you know, that standard. Obviously, E-Boys is higher. But
Can we ask, is the reason you haven't employed him lately because of his new haircut?
Whoa!
Do you know what? It's not that bad compared to...
No, it's not that bad.
You've been to your business for a man, say, mate. I, at this point, I don't know if I'm Aguero, I'm
Machine Gun Kelly,
or Machine Gun Kelly,
or Joe Hadley.
You kind of look like a cream egg.
Well, it's not a bad thing because like
how the fuck?
You look like PewDiePie's little brother or something like that.
Does have a little brother, but I mean, he
does he have a little brother?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
so he might be.
Like that, wouldn't
right,
you?
Well, this is taking a really, really sad turn for me.
All right, okay.
I'm really interested in the conversation, then I'm getting fired.
Constructive bullying.
We talked a little bit about the E-Boys there. Basically, are you thinking about a fifth member? What happened with
it's going to be you, Cam.
Yeah, me?
Yeah.
I've got a bad track of being a fifth member. You don't want me. Keep getting off me mic.
Yeah, we'll get a spot for you on the podcast.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. I'll still not talk.
I don't think so. I mean, it's like whatever. But you can't ever say never, really, can you? God knows. It could change. Like at the moment, we know what it is, and we just keep on making videos like that. But if we end up doing more like the way I would like to see it go is that it gets to the point where, you know, obviously you've got us, but then, you know, when we brought Lawrence in for the art video, Or we got Nico B on as well. It's like when anybody, as long as it makes the video funnier, Theo Baker, like he was great. He was unbelievable. Brilliant. You know, but you could just bring anybody on. Because one of the things that I really like about the Sidemen is how, you know, you got Freezy, you got Kalex, anybody can really, it's just some of their mates having fun, because that is what the heart of the videos should be. But when it comes to, like, is there going to be a fifth official member? I like my 25% cut, mate.
Oh, so, wow. He's lost out on that top of your one, so.
Oh, yeah, I've got to make it back somewhere.
Because I feel like with fifth members, I think even if the Sidemen officially added Cal Freezy or someone like that, would it be
weird? That's what I think.
Yeah,
about
they always said that though. They said that obviously anyone who knows the Sidemen knows who like their close mates are, but they would never add.
Well, if it was right early on, within like the first year or two.
Yeah, of course.
But if they'd done it, how long have they been gone there? 6 years? 7 years?
It's going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah,
7. So bloody hazard.
If they added somebody,
give somebody else a chance.
If they added somebody now, it'd just be weird. So yeah, it's one of these. It's when you build it as a brand. So if people are getting constantly added, like EXO.
Lewis nodded.
We don't talk about EXO. Not on this channel.
So I feel like if it was the E-Boys, if they did it in like a few years' time, but if they added somebody now, if I was to recommend
Lewis
somebody.
Lewis is really trying to get.
Lewis is really trying to open up.
If I was trying to recommend anybody, I'd recommend Zach Jellup.
Do you know what? The thing is, when we originally had meetings, Zach was there, you know.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes, he was.
And he went, not enough money for me, boys.
he went, I'm too big for this fucking project. I'm Zach DeJellab. And we went, too right, you do Sky Sports presenting. We can't have you on it. Because he'd have no jobs if he was on the E-Boys.
I'd love him to be on one of the E-Boys videos as like a presenter, like a quiz master or something.
He'd be great. I mean, maybe not quiz master. He doesn't seem to know too much. But I mean, I asked him where World War II ended. He didn't know.
I thought he did get it right.
No.
Oh, no.
It was 1945, which I did know. Everybody, I just want to make that extensive.
That's a clip. I am Alex's history lesson.
Yeah, exactly. When did my words say when? Yeah, I mean, Zach was there for the beginning of the meeting, so with Kieran Carlin.
Cheers for the invite, boys.
Sorry, mate, you weren't in London, so you didn't exist.
Oh. Right.
So it works, isn't it?
Hot, yeah, isn't it?
If you're
deny
not here,
the north, deny the north.
If you're not here, then you're not real. That's the thing.
I have a quick question. Out of the shoots that you've done so far for E-Boys, what one has been your favourite so far?
One of the ones where you probably kept all your clothes on, mate. The first one we did, I turned up, I think I was first, was I? Was I the first person to turn up? Can't remember, the Shoreditch one.
The art school, one,
yeah.
You and Will.
Yeah, me and Will turned up. Got in there and he's just in his boxers.
See, that's normal for us. He just walks around
and then the woman who owned the studio, I didn't realise she was upstairs. She walks down the stairs and he's just sat there.
I was in my tighty white.
That microscope.
Yeah, she was like.
It was very.
She probably thought you were shooting a porn though.
He looks like a 90s porn star.
Another thing I look like. Yeah,
you look like everything to be honest, mate.
El Nino?
No, it was very, very, very hot.
It was like 40 odd degrees in there.
It was so boiling. And I just thought, you know what? I'll get in my tighty whities. I'm Alex, might like it.
Oh, mate, I had a great time.
Honestly, our house is like JMX strip FIFA, right? You'll go to his bedroom, come back out.
It's another goal. Box us off.
He'll be fully clothed. Go to his bedroom. And like, it's not even like 5 minutes later. It's like 5 seconds later. He comes back with nothing on. It's mental.
Should we get JMX on the podcast?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, JMX, come on. I'd love to hear the behind the scenes of
X-Academy.
I gave my girlfriend female Viagra. I'd love to hear the right. behind the scenes of that one.
So, you know, when you first started talking about the E-Boys, how did that whole conversation come about?
To be honest, it's been going on for fucking ages and ages and ages. Everybody, like, you can't, well, people want to try and pin it down to like one exact time and place, but fuck off. It was one of those things where everybody would always ask me, I think there's an Internet Sensation podcast where I bring Will on that's like a year old now. He's like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to do more group stuff. But I was just thinking about doing it on my channel. That was kind of the gist of things. And then
James's video that tipped over the edge, wasn't it?
James, it was very much this thing where it got to the point where about, I'd say, oh, it must be nearly a year ago now, we had meetings and I was working with Zach at the time, and we were doing this little football channel on the side of Football Daily called Squad Goals, where we were just playing pro clubs. Yeah. And we were doing that, and that was with me, Kieran, and Zach, and then and a bunch of the other guys there, the guys who do VYB.
Oh, okay.
So, but we were working on that, and then we had this meeting, me, Zach, and Kieran at the first. It was just me, Zach, and Kieran at the beginning, and I went, I really think if we could, you know, get something going, get like a channel, get some form of backing or anything, whatever. Mm. Which we never got any backing, by the way. We launched this with all our own money, so we're skint.
Unlike us, because we've got talent.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got backing. we don't. We got to get raid deals in. But we were trying to originally like pitch it to a bunch of things, and me, Kieran, and Zach sat around and spoke like, "What's it going to be?" And originally, it was very different to what it is now. But that's because the whole cast changed completely. Like, literally, originally it was me, Zach, and Kieran. We were talking about it, like, it could be this. We were going for something more Top Gear-esque. And then, really, it was just like, we kind of had this big realisation that none of us are reliable enough for that. And that was never going to work. And then we had this meeting. I got, like, everybody else together, like, Will, George, James, and Fraser. And I was like, this is what me, Zach, and Kieran have been speaking about. We want to do this. We think it should go like this. And then... everybody went, "That's fucking terrible. That's never going to work." And that was literally what happened. Everybody like, "This is not going
to
happen."
Wait, you're telling me that Zach the Jellab was as close to being an e-boy?
Well, it would have been. We robbed him.
Justice for Zach.
Like justice for Zach. And Zach and Kieran don't give a fuck, but they don't care. They were literally like, we did it. He walked away from it. We were like, this is just going to make everybody hate each other. So we didn't do it, and that was basically it, because we were like, everybody has too many different ideas, it's not going to go anyway. And then lockdown happens, and nobody sees each other for like 4 months, and I think then everybody kind of realised like, oh fuck, you know, because everybody's channels went to shit. Yeah. I think across
and
the board,
everyone's got the most free time in the world.
Yeah, and now everybody's got loads of time, and the whole thing before was everybody kept on at the meeting. I remember everybody going, "I'm just so busy," and I was like, none of us are busy.
Yeah.
We don't do fucking anything. You know, and not in a bad way, because that was also me. I was like, yeah, well, I'm busy. And reality, I'm going,
and then we'd play pro
you don't wake up till 4 p.m. You don't wake up till
4 p.m. And then we played pro clubs for 5
And then we played pro clubs every day for fucking 6 hours.
I fucking hurt.
And everybody was like, yeah, maybe we don't do anything. You know, maybe we, and when everybody had this big realization we're locked down, that we're all fucking idiots. And then I think everybody just kind of missed each other. So James one day, I think it was only meant to be Will.
Yeah.
But we were in a pro club's call. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Oh, we're going to be recording a video in a bit." I'm like, "Oh, what are you guys recording?" He goes, "Oh, this video on Nicola Avocado." And then on a whim, James just goes, "Oh, do you want to be in it?" And I went, yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything. You know, all I do is play pro clubs. So we're like, all right, yeah, we'll do that. And then George joins. Mm-hmm. And then James goes, "Oh, George, do you want to be in it?" And then George goes, "Yeah, I've got nothing on." And then
romantic story.
And then we get in the this is the thing. It was just meant to be a very, like, we thought it was just gonna be like a reaction video, and then done. Like, we really didn't think it was gonna be anything special or interesting or cause whatever it fucking went on to happen. And then we were sorting it out, and we were sat there and were like, "Oh well, you know, we should get Fraser on, called Fraser, and then Fraser joined, said he was going to be in it, and then he went to bed."
Fuck!
See, the reason why Fraser so was close. The E-boys is because he went to bed.
Sleepy
eye nap.
He went to bed. We told him we were going to be recording at 11. He didn't come back. And we called him like 8 times, but he didn't pick up. And then what ended up happening was we did that video. It did really well. And then we were just like, it was the same call. Everything was arranged in the same call, so anybody could have joined at any point. And then we just started doing videos every week. It wasn't like we did have meetings where we got together and like, this is what it's going to be, but that's not how it happened. Like, we didn't even speak about whether we were going to get it monetized. We didn't speak about whether we didn't even try and get any form of backing. We just started being like, it wasn't like this is a business. It's actually like, we've got time to do one extra reaction video a week. Let's just put it somewhere.
If I can touch on the Fraser thing very quickly.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's been talked about before. Do you feel like it was something that was probably massively blown out of proportion and probably miscommunicated?
Oh, most definitely. Like, I mean, me, Fraser, and James do football every week, and one of the things that we always laugh about is the fact that it's like, it's just so not what everybody obviously the people who wanted to make it inside that it just definitely was.
He's talking to you lot.
Yeah, talking to everybody else.
I think for me, for you, where you were just talking right now about like the inability to do things like completely set and write, and people think that, oh, we're having these long meetings about everything.
It's the problem we still have now, man.
We have a shoot tomorrow and we don't know what we're
doing. We have no fucking clue. The issue is everybody... It's very interesting because I used to do it in my commentary video, so I can't really blame anybody. You just kind of assume that somebody with millions of subscribers has just got their entire life just sorted.
Yeah. They're not.
But, mate, everybody is fucking useless.
It's horrible.
They're not. All right.
Yeah, you nice.
I know. I've been in too many Discord calls to know how many YouTubers are actually really fucking depressed. I've never met...
Strong positive. This podcast is going...
So when I meet another YouTuber...
Just get me violent again.
When I get to meet a YouTuber and get to know them, it's when they're happy all the time. I'm like, you got something wrong with you. Like, it's normally...
I don't like it when I meet somebody.
Why you keep sniffing off the mic?
Oh. Yeah, well, that's how most YouTubers get by.
Not me. I just live off the higher.
But no,
life.
I remember when all that shit got blown out of proportion, and I'd see tweets with like 500 likes, and I would know obviously, and I'd be like, that is like so far from.
Well, it's so funny because like you got Zach and Kieran sat there. You were there at the meetings, the big meetings. Everybody talks about that happened.
Yeah.
That
nobody... Where is Zach DeJellib?
Yeah.
Outrage. Yeah.
That's the real injustice. Where is Zach DeJellib? Where Kieran Carlin? He got that editing job. Yeah. He got mad Will and E paycheck. You don't need to care.
Imagine
about him.
Going from Nelly being in the E-Boys to being Will and E's editor. No offense, Kieran.
What a horrible fall from grace. No, he's doing fine. Kieran's smashing it.
Kieran's smashing it. He's getting more views than all of us.
It was so funny because we were still just playing pro clubs after that point. And when everything was going on like that, it was just like, we'd just be sat in calls, just being like, so funny. Well, everybody on the internet thinks it just couldn't be less true. And now, obviously, well, obviously, we do all the fucking Minecraft streams with Fraser and everything.
Yeah.
And people come in and be like, well, you guys hate each other. And it's like, well, clearly, that's why we blew up my Minecraft house.
Literally.
I think there's so much stuff from YouTube behind the scenes that you just don't see if you're not a YouTuber. Like, even me outside of London, when I came to London and then I just hear like little things, I'm like, I would never think that would just things that we'll not talk about. But
also,
you know what
do
I mean?
You think I don't? The issue also is like, it's like the equivalent of if somebody had a birthday party and like Fraser slept through it, right? Would anybody like nobody would blow that out of proportion? Nobody would be like, oh fuck, it is horrible. You know, you left him out. It would be like it'd be one thing where you go, oh man, I wish I was there, and then everybody would gone. Sorry about that. And then it would have been done. But because it's a YouTube thing, I know people who have very normal falling outs, but because they got access to Twitter and Instagram and Twitch TV and a live streaming platform, it becomes like massive. And I've been there, I've done that. Like when the happy hour stuff, when I went live, because everybody's like, oh, yeah, you should stand up for yourself. And in reality, if I just sent him a text, would have been sorted in about 5 minutes.
Well, now we're on that topic. What was the whole process of that? Obviously, you started when it started, didn't you? Happy hour? Or not?
Jack called me and was like, I want a host or a podcast. I mean, it'd be really great because you know a lot about YouTube stuff and come on and talk about that. But also, we could do something that isn't YouTube based, like at all. And I was just like, preferably. I don't want to talk about anything really YouTube related, but I was like, obviously it's what we do, so it's.
And that's how Meal Deals began.
Yeah, and then we moved entirely onto the Meal Deal Only podcast.
I think we need to cut.
No, let me carry on. I've got a way to. We're going to do Adrian Flux.
Oh, okay,
lovely. But it was one of those things where Jack was just like, "Oh, come do happy hour," and I was doing Campcast with James.
Yeah.
And I was with James at the time, and I was like, "Yeah, as long as it's not like a permanent role."
Mm-hmm.
Because also, number one, I don't want to be the guy with so many podcasts, because I hate that. I really do. I despise it. So it's one of those things where I was like, it's your thing, right? Like, it's your show. Yeah. He's like, yeah, it's Jack's happy hour. And I went, great, that's fantastic, right? We do that. And then obviously we did loads of episodes. And then it was all over that fucking, the famous Ricky Gervais episode.
Yeah, you weren't on that episode, were you?
So what happened was I was told that his management only wanted, I think, one person on, I think, which was Jack. which I was like, yeah, I mean, this mainstream media, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But then I was told by other people, I was like, they haven't said that.
Yeah, why would Ricky Gervais say, I only want one?
I don't think it was Ricky. I think it was...
his management.
His management.
Alex, just on the topic of like podcasts and stuff.
How many more are you going to make?
No. Is this or is this not the nicest set?
I love this one, to be honest. I really like this. The neon light is great. I'm a big sucker for a neon light, and so is 80% of YouTube, to be fair.
I think that that takes us into a good point to say thank you to our sponsors of the podcast, which is Adrian Flux.
Oh.
And today, we've got the sponsor of the podcast. Once again, it's the lovely guys at Adrian Flux.
If you're looking for a car insurance policy, go with them. They have a range of offers from black box deals, which we've already discussed, a lot of things for new drivers. Go and check them
and
out.
Especially young drivers.
Young drivers. They're young very drivers. Big on young drivers. Thank you. Migos. They're very big on young drivers. So if you are, if you're 17 and you're learning to drive or you have just passed your test, please go and click the first link in the description. They will save you a lot of money. And what have you got to lose?
They will save you loads of money as he doesn't drive, so he has no input. He's 27 and doesn't know how to drive.
Yes, 24. Embarrassing. But click the first link in the description. Thank you very much, Adrian Flux, for sponsoring the podcast.
We love yous.
Yeah, so apologies for that. Just got a bit excited about... the way that this studio looks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I had a really deep conversation there.
Just you've ruined everything, yeah. Charlie.
I just saw the light just reflecting again. The back of your head. No, you just look so beautiful. So
everybody was apologies. So looking forward to all the tea that I was going to spill.
So after we've just got a new tea.
Right, yeah. Basically, what... So I think the last you said about Ricky Gervais, that podcast.
Yeah.
And how you went on that. So what... After that, what happened? What was the process?
Well, I think the issue was there was just a lot of people, because obviously a lot of people, there's a lot of, weirdly, as we talked about before, there's like a lot of rivalries, isn't there, really? And, you know, sometimes I suppose I don't really understand that necessarily, that, you know, that people benefit from other people not necessarily being able to do certain things. So I got, like, told, basically, by a bunch of people being like, oh, you shouldn't have that. You shouldn't, it's your podcast as much as it is anybody else's. Yeah. But I didn't do anything about that because I was like, you know, we've been doing a podcast. I trust Jack and we've spoken about it now. And, you know, he was like, I'll send you the emails. I was like, I believe you. I don't need to see the emails from his management saying, you know, that come on or whatever. And we spoke about that on Happy Hour. We've already talked about all of this. So it's all done and dusted.
Mm-hmm.
But then what ended up happening was, my channel started doing really well, and obviously I was doing the podcast with James, and got to this point where Jack felt like I think that my heart wasn't in doing Happy Hour, and
your heart
then
wasn't happy.
Also, yeah, that's you so could say sad. I wasn't having a happy hour, and then and then you could, but then James was also having the same thing with the Cabcast because he was like so much a thing where they James was like, oh, he only wants to do Happy Hour.
Yeah.
Jack was like, oh, he only wants to do the Cabcast. Whereas I was always like, because it's me, my whole thing was like two different shows, you know. For me, it's like, you know, every meal isn't the same just because it's a meal, is it? Right? You know,
every meal deal is different.
Every meal deal is every meal. There's so many combinations.
And they can all be criticised. So,
you can eat all of them if you really want you to. Can. But for me, it was one of those things where I was just like, I'm just doing two different things. I still don't think it was a big deal. I remember we spoke about it on the thing and I was like, I feel like I can do two different things at once.
Yeah.
But I think YouTube's one of those games where everybody always seems to be so on edge, sometimes for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a stressful environment, isn't it?
It's so stressful. Mm-hmm. And this is like, you know, you've got the e-boys stuff and you got this. It's all just high pressure people who never really have ever had to work with anybody else.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do. And everybody... Because everybody portrays the narrative, I think, especially as commentary channels. We're all commentary channels. One of the things that everybody is always saying is he's made his merch to make loads of money and he doesn't care, or he's done this, he just doesn't care about people. And then people just start applying that blueprint to everybody at a certain point.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's probably that the 100 people you made videos on probably aren't like that at all. And that is really the real truth from it. But then it gets to the point where people start thinking... Oh, Alex must not want to do one or the other. He must have a favourite.
Yeah.
And then it's the point where he goes, oh, well then, oh, just don't come in this week. Or, oh, you're doing a happy hour, so do happy hour. We won't record today. And it got to the point where, in the end, I just have now I have no podcast.
Oh, but again,
back to square one again.
Loft all the Infinity Stones.
Back to nothing. You could see.
You really could. Back to literally nothing. And that really sucked because I remember my whole thing for the entire time, and I think almost what happened is that I was like, I was trying so hard to avoid that happening, mm-hmm. but it almost just happened.
Are you okay?
You're right, mate.
I was just really
got a funny shirt on. The end. So when did you know it was the end of Happy Hour for you?
I got a WhatsApp from Jack, and I suppose if I'd have just said to him, oh no, it's fine, it wouldn't happen. But it got to the point where it was almost become like a weekly occurrence where Jack was going, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And I think it was from his paranoia.
Put it in your head kind of thing? Or
no, I didn't want to leave. I think he convinced himself that I'd already left. Mm. So he was going, they're very nice messages. He wasn't like, didn't feel like he was being like, get out, force me out the door. But it was like, oh man, you're doing all these other things, you don't have to come in this week.
You're a bit like Gareth Bale at Real Madrid.
Yeah, he was like going, you could sit on the bench if
go
you want.
Go play golf, do it.
Yeah. Just, if you want to play golf this week, go play golf. Yeah. And I was like, no, I really would like to start in the Champions League final. but it got to the point where every week it was like, you don't want to come in. And I was like, no, I really enjoy it, Jack. I love it. I love going to Weatherspoons afterwards. And, you know, but after about 4 weeks of that, I just went, hey, look, man, like, I won't come in anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I could tell that it was becoming a problem, not just also for Jack to an extent, but also for James. Yeah. And I was like, do you know what? I'd rather have no podcast and keep my mates than have two podcasts and everybody constantly be like, you don't want to be here, you don't want to be here, you're doing more of this, doing more of that, you won't have enough time for us, this was meant to be. And I was just like, I got so stressed out that when Jack was like, oh, you're doing so well, you can leave. I was thinking, I'm doing well enough where I can leave.
Yeah, so what was your mental state like during, so you've left Happy Hour, were you gutted?
I was
genuinely devastated. I was really unhappy when I left. I really enjoyed doing it.
Can you use a different word when we talk about the happy
Sorry, hour? I can't help it. Really
it's just in his heart.
It's just so worse.
I was really unhappy when I left Happy Hour because it was, you didn't get paid to do it. Never bothered about getting paid. Mm-hmm. It was always one of those things where I'm glad he's got the Spotify deal now, because I kept on saying to Jack, I was like, there's a money being siphoned off here, but it shouldn't be siphoned off. Like, you should be making a lot from this. Mm-hmm. And he deserves that. He's been working for so long. So it was one of those things where I always would bring it up, but it was never like, well, not getting paid or anything like that. And I was doing well on my own thing, so I wasn't necessarily fucking in need of getting any form of extra cash from Happy Hour or whatever. We did it for like 6 months, and I think I got maybe 200 quid. But that's because I just liked doing it. Yeah, at the time, my main channel was getting so big that it was almost nerve-wracking doing commentary videos on there all the time. And Happy Hour was the one thing I could do every week where I was like, I didn't see Jack every day. Yeah. I was with James, see him every day. So it was always kind of high pressure working with your mates. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Jack, it was like that one thing a week where we just went on and it was just pure fun.
Yeah.
And until E-Boys podcast, I never managed to replace that with anything. There was never one thing that I could go, I would do this even if nobody watched it.
You said before about having, you'd rather keep your mates kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you find, especially with YouTube, I just want to know, that do you find mixing like business with friendship kind of thing sometimes becomes very complicated?
It's like fucking impossible, mate. Yeah. It's like the worst fucking thing ever. I generally despise it. It's why I haven't uploaded for a month and a half. Because fuck that. I don't want to be a YouTuber. Mm. It's one of those things where it's like, I just want to be able to go to the pub with my mates and feel like I'm at the pub with my mates. Yeah. Whereas, you know, as I said before, like, for me, you can't say to somebody, I go and do Happy Hour because of the fact that I enjoy it. Everybody just thinks you go do Happy Hour because of the fact that you want more views and you want to be on every podcast you could be on.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, I just started feeling a bit like I was a victim of my own work ethic to an extent, because I'll do a lot of work, and it got to the point where I felt like people were looking at me as if like he just wants to do everything and he wants to be doing this and all that, because of the fact that, you know, everything starts mixing and blends into one, and you've got YouTube and friends becomes one whole thing. And I was like, I don't know if people can look at me as a person or as a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. And it became pretty apparent that everybody was looking at me like a YouTuber. It was, you're doing so well. I used to hate that. Everybody would always say that. You don't need to do this. You're doing so well. You're doing so this. I was like, I'll just come on because I want to have fun. God damn it. I just want to have fun.
Well, not to change the subject, but one person that did see you as a person was James Charles.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah. Basically, we just want to know the whole situation. Obviously, I know you've got your current boyfriend.
Sorry.
It's conflict of interest here.
Hold your tongue. Mind what you say. James Charles, if you're watching.
He's not watching.
You never know that, Cameron. He probably isn't, honestly. Oh.
You might watch the clip that worked heavily clicked.
Can we FaceTime him?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Can we FaceTime him right now?
No, I'm not going to FaceTime him. He wouldn't pick up anyway.
Do you have a pet name for him?
Jimmy Choo Choo. That's what he says when he opens his mouth. Here comes the train. Jimmy Choo 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 Choo. Open right. Wide. Wider. Sorry.
It's really inappropriate. Really inappropriate for your boyfriend to be saying this.
Well, that's how it started, didn't it? Because you...
I sucked him off.
From a male's perspective, I have a feeling... So you recorded a video on James Charles in your kitchen, and I have a feeling, from a male's perspective, either Alex has got a massive dong or he's decided not to wear boxers underneath his jogger bottom.
I was wearing boxers, mate.
You were wearing boxers. So you just had a semi the whole time talking about James. and then he DM'd you.
So what happened was, I did that video and generally, I had on my heart, I swear, I had no idea. But I framed the video in the way that I framed it.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, what happened when you edited it? What happened? After you film it, you have to edit it, then upload it.
But King mate, Kong's you, fucking you dick
be,
out.
He's a Cafu.
You'd be amazed how unaware I am, man.
We've got the British Cafu next to us with pink little nails.
You've also got to remember that I shot that video and uploaded it in about a total of 4 hours, mm-hmm. You know? It was so much like I shot it in my kitchen. I was like, this is a good bit. I didn't really frame it very well, so I was shooting on a Sony A7 that doesn't have a fucking flip. So I had no idea what the framing was like. I just kind of had to fucking guess and hope for the best, right?
And then keep a straight face, man.
The only moment I realised what had happened is when it went, James Charles followed you back. James Charles sent you a DM, and then he was like, "Have you seen basically like the comments on the video?" And I went through and like looked through the video, and I was like. Oh,
I think
fuck.
I was top comment on that video.
You might have been. what did you comment?
What did you say?
I can't remember what I commented. I commented something about, like, I don't know. I will put it on screen. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, and that's disgraceful. How dare they do that about makeup palette? I'm Cam Kirkham, but I can't believe they say such things. Oh, man. So yeah, that video, I had to give James Marriott 500 quid for that video.
What?
It was his idea. Not to get my cock out.
I say, whoa, James.
I had to buy him a meal. That video, so I was
a meal deal stuff,
not a meal deal, not for 500 quid, mate.
James Charles, what's your favorite meal deal you're watching?
Sausage sandwich.
So, yeah, what,
yeah, and the issue is nobody was going to fucking know about that, and then it got put in a Will video, and I got him to blur it out.
And he blocked
your dick on the DM,
no, not the DM, he went, James Charles wants to blank, and then I go to hit him. Because I was furious when I had.
Fuming.
I was livid. And then, it wasn't very blanked very well, to say the least. And that got me in a lot of trouble.
And so I swear he went on a massive rant on the podcast, the Campcast, didn't he? Well, just about how James Charles fancied you.
Yes, I think he did do that as well.
I think if
I can recall. You know how they're Charlie Rocks, bro?
Yeah, what? Ignore me, carry on. He's bending over for James.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I feel bad because he got so much unnecessary shit from...
He blocked Will, didn't he? I think they've made up now, haven't they?
But yeah, probably better times than me and him are, probably.
Oh, that's really sad.
So, doesn't James Charles like only like straight lads?
I don't think so.
Oh, for God's sake. No, we leave that.
Don't say that, Cam.
Okay.
Naughty boy.
Okay.
Well, what are you saying? You might be in for a chance, are you there, Cam?
All I'm saying is don't rule it out. You know, it's very hot. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You got the same haircut, don't you?
What, him and James Charles? Oh.
No, James Charles's fade is one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. Yours is. You've been shat all over by James Charles, man. I'm lucky.
Want to talk about haircuts, are we?
Yeah, mate.
Want to go on that conversation?
Yeah, sure.
Start this. God damn it.
Your fringe just got cut by a knife and fork.
Hey, boys, stop. That was all that, really.
So did anything... You met him, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I met him a couple of times. Don't do that face, Cam Kirkham.
So I heard you met him.
No, we had coffee once. And
I got told there was...
It's actually the most embarrassing story.
Is that what the kids call it, is this?
It's the most embarrassing story ever. So the first time I met James was the first time was in London.
Were there Sparks? Summer in the City? Sparks?
It wasn't Summer in the fucking City.
Chemistry?
No, not really.
Not really. The ice rink.
The Roxy.
God, I'm missing it. I mean, like, I turned up and there was loads of people outside his hotel room and it was kind of fucking nerve-wracking, to be honest.
Where was this? Like, Central? Was this?
I think so. Why? I don't want to, just because he stays there again.
Of his hotel room, like, in the lobby or what?
Outside the hotel. And I remember I turned up and there was these girls outside and they turned to me and went, "Oh, Alex." And I went, "Yep." And they went, "Why are you here?" And I went, "No reason." Went, "Did you know James Charles is in there?" And I went, "No way." I had no idea.
What?
James Charles? Crazy.
Could have fooled me.
I was like, "I'm just going to go in. So yeah, I'm staying here as well." Fucking hell. No, I was just with him. I was with him and his team. And that was just before, his team. He's got a team of people. Yeah. What does that mean? He's got a team of people.
Sounding a bit sus, to be honest.
Six burly men.
big men.
Yeah, six big burly with their shirts off. But his team, I mean,
the bodies were quite big too.
Yeah, they're called the Squad Ready nickname. The Sister Squadron.
The Sister Squadron.
he's got fucking 6 foot eight intimidating men in sister merch. That's what he's got.
Exactly. They were all wearing it. We just started talking about meeting group.
Meal deal.
No. God. Let's go. Gonna come across really slide. I would love to do a happy hour. You're a horrible bastard.
What did you talk about?
Literally just about his meet and greet and stuff. In all fairness, I had no idea what I was doing. I probably should have had a haircut as well before I went. It's embarrassing to look back on. Not as embarrassing as the second time I met James Charles. The second time I met Jimbo in LA. Yeah, I had a lovely holiday. Had a great time. We went, got lunch somewhere, just talk about YouTube stuff. And, my car got declined.
Oh, no.
That £200 didn't come in handy.
So my car, I go, "Oh, no, I'll pay for lunch."
Oh, little romance.
I go.
What a
joke. Yeah, McDonald's.
Go to my card and man, car gets declined.
Oh no.
I was like, oh,
how much was the bill?
Was it a
20 quid, man?
was it just because it was foreign?
It must have been.
Because I hadn't called up my bank.
Okay.
And I look at him and he goes, "I'll get it." And I went, No. I try again, it declines again. I went, "Oh, go on then." It was heartbreaking. Yeah, I've never been more embarrassed. Guess what?
And he never texted you back.
So then we go sit down. It was lovely. Bought me a sandwich. It was great. And then No.
What kind of filling was this?
Tuna.
lads,
fishy.
All right. Okay. Moving on swiftly again. I go to. At this point, I'm so devastated by the fact my car's been declined that any form of ounce of just, being able to be a normal human being, at this point, it's boiling as well. I haven't eaten. I've been in an Uber for like 2 hours because LA is a big place. And I go to drink my smoothie and I go to drink it. It's all over me.
He's going to think you're an absolute mess by this point.
It's going to be like a Make-A-Wish.
Jim Shaw was taking his time out with his fans.
Oh, mate, he was doing charity work. He was doing charity work when he met me.
How?
I've never told this story anywhere before, by the way. This is exclusive.
Yes, Justin.
Oh, mate, yeah, so fuck me. Poor, I'm sorry, if he ever sees this,
I've spilt me drink chips, I've got to take me top off.
I'm so fucking sorry, James. I'm a mess, I'm genuinely a mess.
It's one of my shows, there's two.
Why my socks?
Yeah, so and then my phone dies. psycho. James, I can't get home.
Are you taking the piss out of me?
My phone died. I have to come back to you, James.
Without his shirt, trousers, or socks on.
And then he let me charge it in his Tesla. And we just kind of sat in there.
As you do.
And I was like, yeah, it was nice to see you. He's
were
like,
you
hey,
topless
nice
in
to
his Tesla?
You. No, I wasn't. Okay. I just I went back. I don't think I spoke to him again for months because I was just...
wonder why.
Yeah.
Did you message him?
No. I spoke to James a long time.
Was that pure embarrassment, the reason why you didn't message him?
I think he rightfully has every right to pretend I don't exist anymore, really. So.
Oh, that's
really sad.
I mean, that is it. That story, everything that went wrong, possibly went wrong.
You know when you like you go on, like, you meet like new people and you think, oh, I hope this goes well. Yeah,
it went fucking terribly. It's probably one of the worst experiences of my life, genuinely, that.
God.
Oh, that's really it's horrible.
We've been one of the best in Maine.
I can just imagine I'm watching Instant Influencer being like, I don't believe it.
I should have been on that.
should have been me next to Paris Hilton.
I one day I'd love to see you and James meet, Lewis. I think
me,
that would be...
Me and James.
It'd be so entertaining.
I just don't know how that'd go down. I feel like he'd just be so confused the whole time.
Yeah, I don't even understand a word you're saying. No, he wouldn't have a clue.
I feel like because the way that Lewis's humour works, you know, like when you're saying like, unfunnily funny kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that would really throw a person like James off.
Unfunnily funny.
I feel like just any sarcasm throws Americans off.
Oh yeah.
You're not wrong.
I don't think he'd have a clue what you...
I just don't think he'd have time for anybody who I know.
James looks so fucking baby today.
I think he probably at that point then pitied Will for being my mate, and that's why I unblocked him, I assume.
Oh, he had Will blocked?
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
But they made up now. They rekindled, I think.
They did Minecraft together.
Why did that? Oh, why was he blocked?
Because Will fucking put stuff about me and him in his video. They did. He thought it wouldn't go down as bad as it did. In fairness to Will, he didn't realise it was going to be a problem. He thought it was funny.
Okay, but last thing on James Shadows. Just last thing. Tell us when to stop.
Mate. We were in a cafe, Lewis. Lewis, we're in a cafe, mate.
Lewis, it's a family show.
Lewis, we're in a cafe. We were in a cafe. We're in a cafe.
Cafe. He might have had his top off, but that meant nothing.
And he didn't have his top off.
Talking about YouTubers, obviously you've met Jim Schultz, but what was it like?
Me and Cam Kirkham, great. Looks just like him.
It's weird the confidence you get when you meet famous people, isn't it? What happened when you met like Logan Paul at the Challenger Games?
Oh, fucking hell, Logan.
I've
spilled my milkshake again.
Logan, I got to take all my clothes off.
You only got 2 seconds screen time, didn't you?
Okay, well, yeah, the Challenger Games didn't go to plan. It was a great time. It wasn't a great time. I literally went to the Challenger Games because I was like, fuck it, I've got nothing to lose now. I'm going to go to the Challenger Games.
Was this after the James Charles stuff?
Yeah, it would have been. Mm-hmm.
James Charles was on a long jump.
So the pole vault.
It wasn't. No. I was at the Challenger Games. I DM Logan, asked him if I could be in it, just go off and start a fucking shoot your shot, 2020, or 2019, see what happens. And he went, yeah, come do it. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool of him. That was nice of him to do. So I flew over.
Was that your first ever interaction with him? Because you've made videos on him in the past, haven't you?
Yes, loads of videos.
that was very nice of him to be like...
Oh, no, yeah. I was amazed that he didn't just tell me to fuck off and die. But no, he was like...
your videos.
Hanging out with him.
They weren't that bad. I think they were about what everybody else was saying at the time, to be honest.
Don't repeat that, Cam.
I think the videos were on par with what everybody else was saying. It wasn't a great thing that necessarily happened, but you know, I believe personally, well, this is what I'm gonna get onto. When I met him, first thing is like I was sat in the changing rooms with my mate Ryan Trahan, who was the only person I knew there. So I was with Ryan, Toby Jizzle, who else was I out there with? Faf Nine was there.
Zach DeCello was there.
King Batch isn't my mate, so you know.
You love him.
And I was with Charlie Morley. I'll get onto the King Batch story.
Morley was there.
Yeah, Charlie Morley was there.
Hashtagging it around there.
I was on a plane with him. Yeah, I was on a plane with Charlie. So and Gib, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. because I was kid was hilarious. So I'm sat in the changing rooms, and I'm up, mate. It's literally, imagine being put in a room with everybody you've ever made a video.
Oh no, I can imagine how awkward that must have been,
mate,
at some point in time.
So, you got the religious family, the LeBrant family, in front of me.
Were you getting looks, Alex?
Oh mate, really? The entire everybody fucking and was just staring at me.
Then
like,
spit on them as the wall.
And then it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And
here?
Wait, didn't you have a headband and shin pads on at the same time?
This is the thing. This is why nobody could take the piss out of me, man. Because just like in a James Charles situation, I was an absolute mess. So my whole joke was there. I was going to go there just take the piss. So I have a headband on, and I'm wearing shin pads. I just want to remind you that I was doing a shot put.
You're doing shot put. Or were you just going to throw the shot put at your legs or something?
No, my whole thing was I wasn't going to throw the shot put very far. I came up against Bradley Martin.
An equal match?
And I destroyed him. I even went up to him.
That was just an admission.
No. I went up to him. I just went, there's no chance you're going to beat me. And he looked at me and went, what? I was like,
when we're talking about American humor,
yeah. And I was like, there was no chance. Which one's that? Which camera's that?
Bradley Martin.
Yeah. So I was like, there's no chance you'll beat me, and he laughed at me, but he didn't say anything.
So he didn't understand sarcasm at all.
I don't think many of them did. Only one person got it, and that was when I was leaving the changing rooms. Jeff Whittick went past.
Oh, I like Jeff.
And I had no idea that fucking Jeff even had a fucking clue who I was, and he just goes, "Oh, Alex, all right?" And I went, yeah, all right, Jeff. Because I had no idea. Because we don't follow each other. He don't follow me anywhere. Yeah. And then he was like, he said something. Oh, he was probably taking a piss out of me as well, to be fair. But he went, oh, I see you come here. Us fellow comedians better stick together. So I'm just a fucking nutter, right? Bright pink socks, everything. And he went, us comedians got to stick together. And I went, yep, that's us. And he went, they don't have a clue, do they? And I was like, no, they don't have a clue.
Also, was he all right then?
Yeah, he was good. He was there mainly take the piss.
What was
I
he
think.
Doing?
I think he actually went there just to be an athlete.
No, I saw him. He was running.
Yeah, he was doing the longer, what was it, 800 metres? No. Is that 800?
Yeah, 800
metres. Yeah, 800 metres, I think. Or 1600, it might have been.
Oh, okay.
Or 1200.
What was Logan like?
Logan comes in, and like when Logan is in, obviously the whole room changes because everybody in the fucking America gets their cameras out. You know, all of them. All the vlog cameras go out.
Oh, so Logan comes in, everyone's like this?
Everybody pulls their fucking cameras out instantly, man. Or their camera, they've got cameramen with them, most of them. So they all start filming, because Logan comes in. And Logan comes in, and he, like, he's going through, and he's just kind of just saying hello to most people. And then when he comes to me, I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, this is it. This is where he decks me.
He's a big right? unit, isn't he?
Mate, he's fucking massive. So I was like, he decks me.
He's got a body as well.
And I shit you not, he was high-fiving most people. He comes to me, he goes in for the hug.
Does he?
He goes in for the hug. It's on his and it's on his vlog. It's literally in his video. Oh. He hugs me. It's the weirdest screenshot ever.
It's like the KSI George one.
Yes. It is like that, but it didn't get memed as much because it's like a split second in there. But yeah, he gives me a hug and he goes, thanks so much for coming. And he went, I really appreciate it. And I went, oh, thank you for inviting me. I was like, you know, you didn't have to do that. And he went, oh, no, no, it's all good. He went, I love what you're wearing, basically, because I look like an idiot. And, yeah, he just bounced. But then I saw him later, because Gib was fuming at the fact that they cut off his race on the YouTube video. So Gib's like, I'm livid. So he goes up to Logan. And this is why I thought Gib was always going to win the boxing, you know. Rest in peace. Gib goes up to Logan Paul at his event and goes, so it's a fucking disgrace. It's a fucking disgrace. He's like, it's fucking ridiculous. Why are they not fucking, I won and there's no fucking proof. He's like, no filming. So I wanted that for my fucking video.
So he didn't get any seconds?
Not really. They like cut him off. So when they cut him off when he went over the finish line.
So he lasted longer in the Challenger Games than he did in his own fight.
Barely. I love Gib, man. Gib was just so funny, man. Just how he went up to him, no shame, and was just like, I want my fucking footage. And Logan, like, tried to walk away from him. He's going, yeah, yeah, but he was, like, backing off. And Gib's, like, going, no, I want it. Where am I going to find it? Where am I going to find the footage? And Logan's, like, walking away from him, just like, yeah, you'll get it, you'll
get
it. At
least he's standing up for once.
All right.
Horrible.
So after Logan walked away, did you speak to him again?
So I ended up just kind of sitting watching the race because I think it was Toby was racing, I think. So I was just stood by him. And I think Gib went off to do one of his fucking challenges. So, you know, Logan was free. I was just kind of stood next to him. And he just like turned to me and he just went, "Oh, mate, by the way, anything that you see on like Twitter or Instagram," he was like, "just fucking ignore all of those people." He was like, "You know who you are." And he's like, "And your mates know who you are."
Oh, was that when we were going through the... like,
yeah, all that shit. Yeah. And he was like, "I have no fucking clue." And he's like, "I don't care." And he said, "And most people probably don't give a fuck anyway." He's like, "Just keep on doing you." And he went, "Don't stop doing whatever you're doing."
Yeah.
I just went, "Thanks, mate. I really appreciate
life
that.
Advice. Yeah, just keep doing you." Yeah,
but it was good though, you know, yeah. Because like he could easily have just gone, "And I know how I feel."
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Or did
how easy would that have been?
Did he tell you to start up your own podcast? Am I lying?
He said, "I saw you. I know you're doing the podcast. So just keep doing that." That's what he said. Which I didn't take that advice. but he was generally just really nice because I think it would have been very easy for him. I don't know if I'd have been as nice as he was. Yeah. I would have been like, "Oh, you know, get what you get, really. You twat." he was just like, "Keep doing what you're doing and fucking ignore social media." It's a bit of advice that I've really taken on kind of from that point onwards in general. I don't read anything anymore because why should I?
I feel like all the people, he's definitely the one person that would probably be very well.
The whole world wanted him dead at fucking one point.
For sure. I went through a stage where I used to love his vlogs and then when that happened, I hated him. And now he's like my favourite YouTuber.
I just have a lot of respect for him for overcoming all, everything he did, really.
Yeah, for me, like when he did what he did, I was just like, twat, like, absolute idiot. But I felt like the whole social media thing did jump on a bandwagon. It wasn't acceptable. It was a disgusting thing to do. But over the last year, I think
people love the bandwagon.
For me, like, I see a lot of PR stuff that had gone into what he's done. Like, he's had to do a lot of things. But I also have seen personal growth. Like,
that was a big personal moment. There's no camera.
Yeah.
There's no camera around. And I mean, obviously, probably only makes sense on a commentary channel. He's been heavily critical of him. Obviously, you probably want to be nice to me. I mean, I'm not going to. I don't want to think like that because that sucks. There's so many people think that way. If a YouTuber goes, "Oh, actually, I will reach out to the people who have been saying things about me," they'll just go, "You're just trying to change the narrative."
Yeah.
And it's like, "All right, I'm not gonna speak to you then. What's the fucking point? What a waste of time."
Yeah.
And so when Logan said that to me, I was like, "Didn't have to do that, man. Didn't have to do that at all." I really appreciated it, to be honest, because it was literally like he could have just ignored me.
But is there any other YouTubers you've had that kind of experience with that you might have made a video on where you've met them and you're like, "Oh,
you got it wrong"?
Is there any? Not necessarily got it wrong, because at the time they might have done something bad.
But that's character, you know, sometimes.
I made a lot of like videos that were mainly more funny on KSI.
Yeah.
I never, ever have disliked KSI, ever. I've always loved him. He's always been probably one of my favourite YouTubers.
He likes KSI, right?
I do. I love it. I love KSI. But no, JJ is always one of those people. I've always really enjoyed his stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I got in that commentary thing, sometimes I think you make a lot of digs. And for you, you kind of like get so used to making a video like that all the time that you don't even realise that it just comes across like you hate somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like when I met KSI, I think he was under the impression that I didn't like him. Whereas when I met KSI, I was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna beat KSI." But because of the way my videos, the only videos he's ever seen,
spilled my milkshake again.
I'd done about six videos on him at this point, all being like, "We need to stop KSI. This KSI did this."
Usually, when people are making videos like that about you, you would think you that just they assume. Didn't like,
you don't see six. Hesky Time rap cover. You don't see that. You don't see that go up. You don't see me singing Keep Up at 14.
Yeah.
Or every time I go to bed going, "I just can't get no sleep." You don't see any of that.
I do a certain face in front of people.
You know, and I remember when
Cameron.
The dark alleyway.
He's never coming on now.
I never was anyway.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where, when I met him, I was just like, "Oh, you might have an opinion of me that I don't like you." But he never gave a fuck anyway. I don't think he cared. to be honest. I remember the first time I was walking outside of my building, and there's just this black like car, blacked out windows.
I was going somewhere else.
And it's like this black car, right, just blacked out, like you can't see anybody who's inside or anything. I was like, oh, that's weird. There's never cars like that outside. Just parked outside the apartment building. And as I go past it, I was going to do happy hour. The door, like, you know, it's like one of those fucking doors that, like, fucking slides open.
Oh, okay.
Slides open. JJ fucking just jumps out, full sprint, running at me. And he just comes at me and he fucking picks me up. And he goes, we need to stop KSI, do we? I just started laughing.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I'm joking. I was joking.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris.
When was this?
And that was, he then goes upstairs, and that's when he does the bit when Will springs in with George.
Yeah. So he just came and got everyone.
Anyway, don't tell George. I went, he's going to hate that. he's good man.
Did he spot you? And he just was he in this black car just slowly coming beside you?
No, they were literally parked outside. I think he was just waiting for Will to come get him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then he just jumped out and he was just like, nah, it's all good, I'm doing well.
How long did it take you to notice it was
that was a week, man?
Not a random guy.
Someone was just running at you.
The thing is, I think it was one of these things where as soon as the door opened, mm-hmm. I saw the bandana and the hair, and I was like,
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I was just like, yeah. Now I just thought I was gonna get mugged by somebody because it was one of those Addison Lee cars. So I went, oh, somebody's splashing out. No Uber. Yeah, I had one of those cars. Yeah. I think they're more expensive, to be honest. I have no idea. But then I was like, as soon as I opened the door, I was like, it's KSI. First thought was, I did a video on it last week. I think it did 800k views in like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was probably my biggest, my fastest growth video ever. And it was just me going, oh, your family won't let you come in for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's rolled out the suicide doors with pure intent.
So, my first thought was just, this is either going to go very well or very badly. But when he was sprinting, I knew he was taking a piss.
Was there a bit where you were like, he's coming to deck me?
No, I knew he wasn't going to do that. It was obvious he was already laughing. Oh, he was having the time of his life. He scared the shit out of me. He's had a great time.
He knows that'd be a bad choice coming for you.
He knows I'd have
it. He just said the same thing he said to Bradley Martin, didn't he?
he came towards me and I just went, I went, I'll fight you. Because obviously this is when the boxing was going on. Yeah. And he was like, go on then. I went, oh, no.
Sorry, JJ.
No, please don't. Let's not fight. I'm terrified of you.
I didn't know that story. Have you told that before?
I think we spoke about it on Happy Hour, actually. Not an exclusive, this one. I think they've done that.
I think we've really covered everything we really want to cover, haven't we? Is there anything you want to... You're streaming now a lot, aren't you?
I am. That's one of the things that I've been doing. It wasn't really intentional.
Mm-hmm. How is that going, yeah?
It's been great because I just get to do stuff with mates and it's doing... so well. I didn't start it because I was like, oh, I need to do something that's got a bang or whatever. I want to do something that makes me want to make videos again. Mm-hmm. And I suppose going live, you realize like when you got 1,000, when you're celebrating having like 1,000 people in your live, and then you think, oh, man, I get like 500,000 views in a day.
Yeah.
It really puts it into perspective. And it's like, and now, even if it's necessarily not even about what I'm doing, I'm like, I'm lucky that people enjoy what I do, so I want to try get. My plan is to get a video out this week.
So, to the audience, right, like that probably don't know behind the scenes, what is the difference for you from streaming to making videos, stress-wise, whatever?
Less effort.
It's a lot less effort. It is. That's undeniable. Although it's consistent hours. There's no breaks.
I think less effort's different though.
It's less production effort, but it's more physical effort.
It's like a marathon.
I have to genuinely plan out what my day's gonna be like if I'm gonna do like a 6-7 hour stream.
Well, that's the main reason we started streaming. Like I started streaming back in like March, April, because I was like, I want to be able to play games without feeling guilty.
That's the main reason I started doing Twitch as well.
It's like we were saying that, we were like, we might as well, even though we were like, no one wants to see the pro club side of us, that's the worst side of us.
Yeah, but pro clubs is
brings out the worst in everyone. People would look at us differently. Yeah. But we were like, if there's any other games, we should be streaming this. We should be, because there's no reason why we shouldn't be.
Also, just the main difference is everybody on YouTube is a cunt, and everybody on Twitch is
the
fucking lovely.
So much better, isn't
and it? It's always been that way. It was like that. I used to be, I was a part-time Twitch streamer before I was a YouTuber, mm-hmm. which most people wouldn't know. I had like 10,000 FIFA followers back in the day. That's how I launched the commentary stuff. It was from my FIFA audience, to be fair. It was one of those things where being back on there, I was like, you know, because it's very easy on YouTube to just kind of assume that everybody just fucking hates your videos because there's no real connection there.
Yeah.
And when you're a commentary channel, it's all critical all the time anyway. But you go on Twitch, man. I go on Twitch, it's like, man, you've got nothing to worry about. Everybody's been so lovely on there. Had a support from literally everybody in the Twitch community, really, that I know has just been fucking great. And I just get to play games and have fun.
Yeah,
so if I make a YouTube video, there's a chance, even if it's like the straight TikToks video, that we piss somebody off. Even if it's like obviously a joke and obviously meant to be as funny as possible, there's a high chance you piss somebody off. If you do a video on somebody, you know, like I did the Hype House video, a lot of them take it very well. Like Alex Warren's great.
Yeah.
Some people I know don't like it at all and hate me. Whereas when you play Minecraft, as long as you don't blow up anybody's fucking house, you can't piss anybody off. Or if you don't, that too. Or as long as you don't also, accuse Lewis of being the imposter in Among Us, everything will be fine.
Oh my good God.
Look, have you seen the comments on my newest highlight about you?
No, what are they?
They said, if I was your neighbour, I'd kill myself.
Oh my God.
They say...
like my neighbour?
Yes. And then they say, I'd be scared to play with Lewis because I feel like he'd hate me.
All right. One second. So. It's a very personal thing when someone does accuse you of being the imposter.
No, it's not, because it's a game.
No, it's not. It's
a game.
I'll tell you that when you're playing FIFA next time.
Do you find, though, that with the hours sometimes when it comes to streaming, that you find it quite difficult to be able to keep yourself motivated to carry on energy levels? Because that's always what I found the most difficult.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with YouTube. I was struggling to get through an edit because I wanted to go to sleep every 2 hours. And sometimes on Twitch, like, I feel that way where it's very weird. I'll do 6 hours and I'll be like, I'm shattered. And as soon as I end the stream, I'll stay up to like 5 a.m. But and I'm like, excited about streaming, because you got to be, number one, when you do a YouTube video, I know a lot of my mates script stuff out so they don't have to be on for the whole thing, whereas I just free run half an hour. So I just do half an hour while I'm just on for the whole video. That's what I do. And I'm always like, I'm just brain constantly trying to think of what the next joke, whatever it's going to be. Whereas for Twitch, it's that for 6 hours. Because sometimes I will just zone out for like 5 minutes and I won't say anything. And I zone back in, it's and I'm like, I've lost 400 viewers.
Yeah.
There's like, Twitch is very unforgiving in
do
that
you find
aspect.
For you, because obviously your stream's going great right now and all the best to you for it. But,
thank you, mate.
You're welcome, darling. All of it, do you find it very hard to not look at numbers when it comes to that?
Some of my mates, you can turn the viewer off, the viewer thing on, but... it's going to be such a... people going to hate this comparison. But the way I see it is like playing football in a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a bad game, you've got a stadium of people, it could be exactly what you need to motivate you. A lot of people will be like, yeah, just turn the numbers off, so on and so forth. But when I see it go from like 1,200 viewers, and maybe I'm not really into it that day, and then it jumps to like 1,600,
mm-hmm.
I started getting a whole new energy boost.
Yeah. It's the same for me.
But it does the opposite effect. When I've been doing like 2K concurrent for a whole stream, and then it drops to like 1,100, that's why I call it the day, always. Well, it's done.
Because I took a big break from streaming myself whilst we were moving in here, and then when I started again.
That's the worst on Twitch.
Huge dip. And that's so hard, because you always think about it. You have to stay so consistent with something like that.
That's the thing about YouTube. You can take a week off, really. And nobody will really know what you've been doing.
Or seven.
Or seven at this point. But I went away for 2 days because I had a fucking funeral to go to. And, I take 2 days off and I'm thinking, see, on YouTube, that'd be fine.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm thinking on Twitch, I was like, oh man, I might, like, somebody else will be doing 8 hours today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even have a laptop with me. Like, and you lose those people who, because Twitch is all about window of opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Ninja. saying when he was in his prime, he's obviously been streaming like 12 hours a day, which is fucking knackering. Minimum. Anyone that
that's
plays
so
that,
tiring.
Especially when you're
to an MLG level as well, like to a professional level.
It's not like a chill game like Minecraft. It's like a game where you're constantly switched on. I remember he said he took like a 3-day vacation and lost 50,000
subs. 50,000 subs, man.
That is mental. And that must be so taxing for your head, because obviously at the moment with the amount of subs that you've got right now, a lot of those are gifted, right? Same for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same for me when I hit my most amount of subs. And then when you lose that, to be able to keep yourself, because obviously not everyone renews their own gift sub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So be able to continue that energy, like you say, like
you almost hope that people take it as a trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, but please use my emotes, guys.
It's not that way. Like, it's been a great first month.
Yeah.
And like,
don't know from here.
Actually, you don't have to worry about YouTube. It is very much like I've been saying to everybody, all my mates as well, smaller. I was like, don't judge it off the first month. Judge it after 90 days. After 90 days, you have a relative. You need at least 2 months of renewals to be able to see exactly, all right, what am I dealing with here? Uh-huh. What can I do? How much can I invest, really?
And it's so cool as well, because like what I was doing when I started my streams, now I'm fine. But when I would set up a donation goal and I'd fund that back into the streams, I'd give people an incentive to watch as well. And people have literally seen the streams upgrade in the space of 2 months. Which
that's
I'm
how it
really
should be, man.
With.
That's how it should be. I've always said to people, like, look, don't set donation goals for food. Set donation goals for like a new camera.
Yeah, for sure.
And anything you get on top of that, that can be.
Just really wanted a Greg
food.
Pasta bake or something. Yeah. Like that. Oh,
you know, I could do that. Oh. Fiver, please. I need a fiver.
Just a fiver, lads.
But you know, it's one of those things with Twitch where I think it's the most creator-friendly platform. People want to help people. People want to see people get better, and you cannot say that for YouTube at all. Which is why. Right now, I'm not making videos because I don't like making videos. I really want to make a video.
Mm.
I hate YouTube. I hate the platform. I don't like the platform. I don't.
YouTuber right here. I hate YouTube.
I do hate it. I don't like it at all, man. It's not a positive place to create content.
Yeah,
people on YouTube will watch a 15-second ad on a 20-minute video and complain. On Twitch, they'll gift 50 subs and just be like, yeah, have it. Whatever.
Which is very strange considering they're both internet based, but they've got such different.
Probably because it's more engaging because they're live, they're choosing to watch him maybe. Like, they don't choose to get that ad.
Also, whatever. Do you think as well, because we have the moderator scheme on there in a live chat, if someone does come and troll you, tries to make it like a toxic environment, they will just get removed consistently.
Yeah, well, you don't have that. You can have moderators on YouTube,
there's not like dislike buttons or voted comments or shit like that.
But even like YouTube as like a live streaming platform as well, it's quite similar. It's like the comment section is quite similar for that.
I had a big choice. I could have been streaming on YouTube to probably about 7-8k concurrent people, maybe more, to be honest. But I didn't want 8k people in my live streams.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted 1,000 people who really want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want 8k people and 7,000 of them are going, go knock on George's door. Go,
tell
Will he's got square heads.
Definition of quality.
Did you see this thing recently? It's like, I didn't want that, man. Yeah. I didn't want that at all. I literally picked Twitch because I was like, I will have less people on here, but I will have a much more enjoyable time than making stuff on that platform than on YouTube.
I feel like that's quite good advice and just a good way to view your own platform, but. Do we think that we should probably go into a bit of life advice or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to? Oh,
good segue.
Yeah.
But what's the catch? What's the catch if it's only life advice?
Cameron, bad life advice.
That is the catch, but Cameron,
you to kill yourself.
What is our... Oh, God almighty. Yeah, maybe that's a good way for us to end this video segment. So, Cameron, do you want to take us straight into that, Phil?
You want to listen to our life advice, you need to go right now onto our Spotify. It's on Apple as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but fuck that. We need a Spotify deal.
Spotify, because we need that jackmate money.
Please, Spotify only.
We need it.
I need that happy hour money.
Jack, please tell us how we do it.
Need that mule deal money, boy.
Yeah, so basically go over there. Now this is the end of the video audios on Spotify. See you in a bit.
Thank you very much for watching.
Thank you, everyone. I don't know which camera to look at. I've
looked
at all
there,
of them.
Right there.
All right.
Give it a kiss.
Go check Alex out as well.
Yeah, thanks.
And MD and Joker.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the audio-only part of the Antisocial Podcast with my friends who actually own it.
Yes. Yay. It's going to be a very good time because we're going to give you some advice which can hopefully save your life.
That's terrifying.
that's a lot of pressure.
Trusting us four to do that.
Yeah, let's not put that pressure on. No, it's not guaranteed. That's not good either.
We might not save your life.
What we're saying is your life is in your hands.
No, not even worse. What
are we doing?
Get help. Get help, not from us. All right, let's go.
Okay, right. So, hello, my beautiful boys. I have a problem. Ever since I noticed, I have been ashamed about my body. You see, I have the fattest, most juicy pussy I have ever seen. And I've seen a lot of them.
What is the advice here?
Charlie, what's funny?
I don't know what to do, but seeing how Alex and Lewis are such twinks, they will hopefully at least make me feel better about it.
Well, in what way, man?
What is a twink, guys?
It's like, I suppose...
A little skinny, hairless white boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a World of Warcraft time.
It's like also just a sweet snack, innit?
So, I think the life advice is... she has...
What is the fattest,
most juicy...
Yeah, but there's no question.
What are we supposed to do with a fat, juicy pussy?
Yeah, has anyone actually picked a serious one? Because my one is just as fucking stupid as that. Yeah, no, but if she has a fat, juicy pussy, what should she do?
Come to me, fucking gynecologist.
Oh, mate, you know...
Sorry. I got really horny for a second.
What did you say?
Nothing. He said nothing.
Go to a gynecologist, mate.
Yeah. Go to a gynecologist.
Yes. People that specialise in...
In what?
Fat, juicy pussy.
Why should she... Be ashamed of a fat, juicy pussy.
Well, oh, no, just make sure it's all right.
Fucking embrace it.
Make
then.
Sure it's all right.
Embrace it then.
How do we know if a fat, juicy pussy is all right?
I don't. Well, we don't. We're not gynecologists.
I want to know where the juice is residing, to
no!
be honest.
No! No, I don't actually think juices are coming out of it. I think it's.
Is it
just
a juicy labia?
I think it's plump.
No.
A plump vulva?
Yeah, it's like Cumberland sausages.
No!
It's like Trisha Paytas's lips.
Right.
Wait, what lips? Both. They're both the same size.
Well, that was that was
interesting. Cam, I'd love to know, like, what are we supposed to do here to help? What was the question?
I don't know. Now I've picked it, I'm a bit regretting it, but I think the thing was, I just thought it was funny that you said, Chadder, fat juicy, most juicy pussy.
Oh, really?
So wow. Now, instead of giving life advice, we're laughing at people with
a physical... fat, juicy pussy.
I'm not laughing at it. I'm just saying that that's okay.
Fuck off. Oh, Uber Eats, Charlie. God damn. So some advice. How do I stop ordering from Uber Eats? I don't ask Charlie.
we had very serious ones last week, and I got very deep on.
Yeah, well, I saw your email, man, and I was like, "Fucking hell!"
So last week we had someone that didn't want to do anything sexual for their partner. They were asking advice. We had someone that found their granddad trying to find a dog in sight.
Yeah. Oh,
so
we got
granddad doggy. So they went under granddad's computer and found out that he'd been searching up dog in sights near me.
Granddad.
And he was like in his 80s alone.
What if he have a dog?
Dead wife.
No, not like dog, mate. You waffler.
Well, no, if he has a dog, so then maybe it's...
Maybe he just put a typo in Google search.
Well, he's not dogging with a dog. Have we got any advice? Or is that the advice go to a gynecologist?
There's nothing to say.
Embrace
there.
Your fat, juicy pussy. It is a beautiful...
Don't
say
that.
Well, no, yeah, be happy with your body.
Be happy with your body. Embrace you are what your you fat, are. Juicy pussiness.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat. So
here's
a Cumberland sausage.
Okay.
Anyone else got the advice?
No one's got advice, man. Lewis, do you want to do your question?
Oh, mine's just a bit.
Has anyone got a serious one?
Mine's is fairly serious.
Mine's more serious.
Same.
Dear Lewis, Charlie, Cam and Alex, first and foremost, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Remember to hydrate, especially everyone who's watching the video. Actually, they're not watching any video. This is on audio.
This is audio
only
on Spotify.
So you've embarrassed yourself.
Get it right, yeah. Get it right.
Just Cam,
slag. Sorry. Oh. Second of all, big fan of all of yous. Love what you do. This is why I'm sending this. Thank you. Come to an important part. This is a very serious question, so I hope I get a very serious answer.
No way.
So please be honest. How do you measure the babiness of a person? If there's a scale, how baby... If there is a scale, how baby are you on that scale?
Why
is that towards all of us? Or is that specifically
who's that aimed for?
Yeah, who is the ultimate baby measurer?
It's right next
Lewis. Well, Lewis measures it.
So is it Lewis, if you measure baby,
I don't measure babies. Don't say that. I fucking lied.
Is it a scale of I'm Alex to
I'm Alex to
Tommy Robinson.
If there's someone that is the least
baby.
No. I'm trying to think of someone who's like the least babyish of the babies. Probably someone like
KSI.
What?
No.
He's not baby.
He's just trying to get him in a highlight.
What? Podcast highlight?
Yeah.
Audio only. How baby is KSI on a scale from 1 to Deji?
Deji's quite baby.
He is quite fucking baby.
What is the criteria for baby?
It's not, see, people, it really pisses me off. Like,
It really irks me when people ask, like, what's the criteria? Like, it's not. There's not criteria. There's not a fucking tech box. It's like,
you've got to know how someone's baby. Like, it's like
a linesman in football. They can see when it's offside. I can see when somebody.
But they can't, can they? They've got VAR in.
This podcast is
we don't have
given
VAR for baby. We don't have VAR for baby. That's a
depression.
No, it's purely we stick to the human knowledge. We don't trust any robots. So it's just.
So then you've got an eye for it. All right, there's three of us in the room then, Lewis.
I'm gonna fucking explain it then.
I'm Alex's ultimate baby in your eyes, right?
He's the babiest of the babies.
The babies of the bit. Where does Cam lie on this baby of the baby scale?
I wouldn't say he's very baby.
He's not very baby.
He's
I feel like he can be if he wants to be, but I feel like he's not got that natural babiness. Like,
what
I feel
about
like.
Me?
What does that mean?
You don't have it.
I don't have it.
You don't have it.
It's not for everyone.
You need to have the X factor. You need to just be it. Be baby. Like, he's always just fucking being baby. Like,
but what does that mean, though? I don't understand. If you don't have it, I want to know why. I'm looking at Alex's face right now, and he doesn't seem to be happy to be baby.
I never have been.
I'm happy.
Because it's a fucking lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. People get. It's a lot to take on. When you finally, it's like when you realize you're going to be a dad. When you realize that you are a fucking baby,
what?
I don't know
what it's like when I'm going to be a dad, Lewis. What are you on about?
Well, we'll see in 9 months, won't we?
Which one of us is pregnant?
Me.
And the shoes.
Cam just looked at his stomach. Cam just eyed you up and down.
I know.
Well, it's Christmas every day in your house.
Yeah. You live in the same house as him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm hungry.
And we all know what happened with Cam's baby. Down the stairs!
Oh, no.
Any life advice for that?
Yeah, there's no life advice.
No life
that
left.
Just completely ruined. So life advice is going
no
really
life,
well.
No life left, really.
Oh, my God.
No advice. No life.
Oh, no.
Advice.
Is it not down the stairs? Or down the toilet?
For anybody...
He's on about a pretend baby, which we bought from Smith's Toys Superstore.
That's currently actually in the recycling
bin. That is in the recycling bin.
Do you know why?
Head down.
Do you know why? Because you put ketchup on its head and then it started to grow mold.
Yeah. You know my picture I put on Instagram the other day? I didn't notice that was actually ketchup, so I'm actually holding a moldy baby on Instagram. I've just put it in the bin because I just didn't look at
it. This is a real baby.
Yeah. Here's a real one. Let's pick him up.
Don't pick me up.
Right, I think that's enough for that one.
All right, Alex, would you like to do your one now?
All right, this one.
All right, Alex.
I've lived with my roommate for 2 weeks now, and all he keeps doing is putting muffins in the freezer. I hate confrontation, so how do I tell him I hate him? I want him to leave. Please, it's gone on for too long already. Could you do it for me? Because I think he watches your videos. His name is Will. It's Will. I wasn't going to read out his last name.
Okay.
It's a lot of people called Will, aren't they, Charlie? Okay. Feel free to make fun of his name too. Thanks.
Well, the thing is, they've came to us with life advice, and that's pissing me off a little bit.
Lewis puts on his Instagram story. Can you ask advice? Because they've asked for
serious life advice, and this is really pissing me off because they're saying, "Oh, he's putting muffins in the freezer," and they're saying that's a problem, but it's not a problem because you know why? Because they know who put the muffins in the freezer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Normally, it's
who in the hell did it? They know.
They're just being cheeky. They're trying to wind us up. If you know. There's people out there who
don't know
who put the muffins in.
There's
the freezer.
There's a lot of people out there don't know.
Oh, okay.
Why is this such a contrast to last week?
Well, the thing is, right, you know, when you have to ask yourself who, if you can get past who in the hell put the muffins in the freezer,
then the
thing from that point onwards, really, this is a debate that I had, is really the main question is, why would she put the muffins in the freezer? Which is a question nobody really asks. It's always who, never why. Because I don't believe muffins go in a freezer.
And they never ask how are the muffins in the freezer.
A fridge, maybe. Maybe a fridge, but I don't think you'd ever actually seriously put muffins in a freezer. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember people, Joe Designs argued that, said you can put muffins in a freezer. And I went, why would you ever do that?
It depends on the time scale, though. If it's for like 10 minutes because you want it cold instantly.
Why would you want
a
cold
muffin?
Because what happens if it's like...
Also, is this a bloody joke? Like, who put...
This is a real fucking question.
Is
that like an everyday... Just because you're fucking privileged, you don't know this shit.
What?
Some people...
We don't only like croissants.
We didn't all go to private
school. Some people from less, lesser backgrounds, they have put muffins in the freezer because they have to save the food. And it's a serious thing. But most
people... It's a pandemic.
Yeah, people don't know. Yeah, it's a pandemic. I've got to keep your muffins safe.
Right.
But who
for a rainy day.
Well, if you know, just spark them out.
I think that's great advice. Spark out your flatmate.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably want to move out.
Yeah, they'll leave after that. Or make a muffin, you shit in it, and then give it to them. And then they're not going to eat it. And if they eat that, then they'll...
So you specific.
All right. I'm going to ask my question then. Okay. Because I think we've just resorted in physical violence now.
I hope this one's not like taking the piss. I hope they don't.
We've just done the serious question.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need a bit of comic relief.
Yeah.
You want comic relief?
Okay.
I don't think I can provide that now.
Let's hit it then. Come on then.
All right. Hey, Lewis, Alex, Cam, and Charlie. Hi. First off, just wanted to say that I love you all. You're making great content. Keep it up.
Hurry up.
It's just got shit all over my nose now. Your videos make me cry. What? Okay. Firstly, I like you. Secondly, fuck. I think I like my best friend's older brother. Shit. Yeah. What do I do?
Stop swearing.
Quavo's
on the fucking ad-libs here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
We talk all the time, and I'm really good friends with him. I've known his sister since kindergarten, and I've been best friends with her since sixth grade.
Bloody Americans.
He's a year or two older than me, for context. But yeah, I can't date him because that would fuck up my friend's relationship. And that's obviously more important.
Mm-hmm.
But me and her brother are super similar and get along, and I like him. Enough to feel like I'm missing out if I don't date him. Plus, I love their family, and their family loves me. So, what do I do? Smiley face. Yikes.
It's a fucking novel, that. Take Roald Dahl.
I reckon what you do is you get two muffins, put them in the freezer, and see if he eats one of them. Okay. And if he eats one of them, that must mean he's into it.
This is a serious question we're on about.
Yeah, and then what does she do if he eats the muffin then? Does she go...
Spark him out.
I think it's love. I think it's destined. Like, no words, just straight engagement right after that.
I think this person's quite young.
So why would you think that would ruin your friendship? Is it if they break up?
I mean, like, if... What?
No, it's mostly like, haha, I'm shagging your brother.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a bit of a violation.
Well, if you go, haha, I'm shagging your brother, it's going to get down.
Yeah, that's... But what happens if it's just a... Two people that like each other?
Yeah, I know. I've got plenty of friends who are dating people, and their friends are brothers and sisters.
Like, I've shagged your brother a couple of times.
That's fine.
Yeah, sorry.
We're open to that.
Yeah, that's fine. And
Will was.
He's got great ball control. Not Shoreditch.
And he's a great footballer.
No, not Shoreditch. You shit.
So, what I was saying...
I don't know. For me, I think, yeah, go for it.
I think you need to read the vibes of the room. If he's like,
so you want to go, you
so
want
to
be invited round. You
want to
be invited round, D.
I reckon you live stream it and let us watch, and we can like put in the live chat like,
do this, Pog.
Pog. Indian Joker remote in the chat.
Yeah, exactly, and we can really dictate the play. Do you know, my advice would be just go for it. He gives a fuck. Life is short.
Wow,
yeah. I think that's good advice.
And so is his cock.
We don't know that yet.
James Charles thinks otherwise. So, sorry,
not anymore. I don't think. I think he thinks I'm an idiot.
It's really sad, actually.
I mean, do you want me to do one more just for the sake of it?
Yeah, why not, mate?
Okay. Why not? So we can get a serious one.
All right.
That was quite serious, but we did.
It was serious, but I don't think it's a problem. I think it's just
it's
do it.
You just gauge
it's
for
just
yourself.
A life dilemma, and it's just do it.
All right,
do it.
Last one then. Hi guys.
Sponsored by Nike.
Okay, so my parents are super strict, and they have this rule about no dating until you finish school, but they don't know
Date your parents, and I change my
mind. until you finish school, but they don't know that I've had a boyfriend before. Recently, I moved absolute maverick here. Recently, I moved from an all-girls school to a mixed school, and this one lad, who I really like, has asked me out. I really want to go out with him because he's super cute. What do I do? I struggled to keep my ex from them before, and I don't want to lie to them again, but I know if I told them...
Why do your parents need to know? I've never understood this. I've never told my parents.
Your parents are not shagging. I hope not, anyways.
I've never told my parents ever when I'm dating somebody, really.
Yes, him.
Neither.
I'm just like...
By the way, this is happening.
I think it's probably...
Do that. They go, you seen anybody recently? I go, yeah.
If anything, I was so lonely as a kid growing up. My parents were like, come on, like... Have you dated anyone yet? And I'm like, they're like, oh, come on, you can tell us. I'm like, no, seriously.
That is what
no,
me.
Seriously.
I was like, seriously, I'm a line.
Seriously, there's no one.
Yeah, there's no one.
Has no one shown interest in you? No. No.
No.
At all.
It's just getting really sad now.
So,
I've just always wanted to be loved.
You know, just got nothing left. I say once again, just go for it, mate. And if your parents find out, be like, well, you're dating.
Yeah, just be like,
she's flipping on them.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah. Be like, you're dating.
Reverse it. Who knows which
And that's when they go, actually, we got a divorce last week.
Oh. And you go, it's not for everyone.
Not for everyone. I'm shagging.
Unlucky.
Dad moves out, boyfriend moves in.
I think that was some really great advice that we've given, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's developed from last week, for sure.
What was it last week?
It was very serious.
It was very serious. Whereas this is just muffins in the freezer.
That was serious.
That was like, I don't want to make jokes about that. I shouldn't make jokes about that. Sorry, guys. That's insensitive.
Don't do that. Take the piss out of that.
So if people want to ask any questions in the future, what should they do?
Email it to lifeadviceasp@gmail.com and we will take them very seriously, as you can see. We'll give you very serious answers.
And next week, we might have a special guest again. So who have we got?
KSI, won't it?
Yeah, we've got we've actually got PewDiePie and KSI collab on at the same time.
We're getting huge.
But we've not got enough seats, so Felix will be sitting on my lap. I call him Felix because we're like...
Because you're shagging.
Yeah, we're kind of mates like that. I call him Jay. Not even JJ. Like, I'm so close to him, it's just Jay.
Just Jay.
Jay. Yeah, you get to drop the
second Jay. I give him a little wink. I give him a little flick.
He's at that tier.
All right, Jay.
All right, Jay. And everyone's like, who's Jay? I'm like, human.
And then you go, he's K.
Yeah, he's K.
Not K, because they get to drop the S and the I. You get so it's J and K.
Oh my God.
And you go, JK, I've never met him.
Or sometimes I just call him, oh, just shot for Ology D. Like, oh.
Big O.
Knowledge.
Ollage.
Knowledge, not Ollage.
Oh, they said Ollage.
Yeah. But no, me and him are really good mates.
Ollage, strength, integrity.
We used to play pro clubs together.
All right, I think that's a good way to end it on Cam's beautiful interactions with KSI. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to just be nice to us in the emails, give us some serious ones. Or you know what? Anything that can actually help you in the future. Cam's looking at me really deeply in the eyes right now. I'm quite into it.
Yeah, I don't really know what the fuck's going on here.
Why are you just grabbing the mic like it's like
I'm just waiting to see how you're ending it.
I don't know what to do now.
Go and check out the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to it. Also, the clips. We do put clips out on YouTube. Please go
so
and
just
watch them.
Watch them, leave them on. Even
yeah,
if you've seen it
leave them on. And we'll see you next Monday.
Next Monday.
For another episode.
See ya.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.